USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Kremlin said on Thursday it was pleased with what it called a positive summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden, putting out a joint statement that reiterated the need to avoid nuclear war as significant. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, said Thursday his committee has opened discussions to consider a $6 trillion budget reconciliation proposal. Sanders said the package would include provisions to expand Medicare, lower prescription drug prices, and possibly address immigration. The World Bank has rejected the government of El Salvador's request to help the country implement Bitcoin as legal tender. The international lender's rejection could hinder El Salvador's goal of making the digital currency accepted across the country within 3 months. Thanks for listening, and TGIF to you. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Will cyber attacks against the United States stop since the summit? Dan Naraki reports.
One of the subjects that was expected to be discussed at Wednesday's summit between President Biden and Russian President Putin was a recent series of cyber attacks against American companies that originated in Russia. But former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Evelyn Farkas, doesn't think that Russia will do anything about them. She tells CNBC the meeting likely won't motivate Russia to stop hacking.
Well, it's not enough, certainly, to tell them to stop. We've had other presidents try that approach. First of all, there are Russian state-sponsored cyber attacks. So the things that they've done, hacking and weaponizing information and getting involved in our elections in 2016 and then 2020 using disinformation, those things the Russian state can stop very quickly. I don't expect them to do that unless, again, they lash out at us and then we provide a proportional reaction. Having said that,
we are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you'll help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Frank Bonner, who played Herb Tarlick on the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati, has died at the age of 79.
Look, Herb, did you know that it's against the law to discriminate on the basis of sex?
I do everything on the basis of sex.
Ooh, Mr. Macho.
You know, Venus, I'm not real sure I know exactly what macho is, but whatever it is, I'm it.
Family members said Bonner passed away peacefully Wednesday amid a battle with Lewy body dementia. The cover of the next John Madden football video game will feature two players. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The cover of the latest Madden video game will feature Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. They will both appear on the cover of Madden 22 just months after they went against each other in the Super Bowl. Brady came out on top in that matchup as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs. It's been 12 years since the video game's cover was shared by two NFL players.
A little voodoo goes with the cover honor. The Madden Curse, also known as the Madden Cover Jinx, states that the season a player appears on the cover, that player will be cursed with either an injury or poor performance. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.